The ivy leaf was still there. Shanzi lay for a long time looking at it, and then she called to Sue, who was stirring her chicken broth over the gas stove. "I've been a bad girl, Sudi," said Shanzi. "Something has made that last leaf stay there to show me how wicked I was. It is a sin to want to die. You may bring me a little broth now, and some milk with a little port in it, and, no, bring me a hand mirror first, and then pack some pillows about me. I will sit up and watch you cook." An hour later, she said, "Sudi, someday I hope to paint the Bay of Naples." The doctor came in the afternoon, and Sue had an excuse to go into the hall as he left. "Even chances," said the doctor, taking Sue's thin, shaking hand in his. "With good nursing, you'll win. And now I must see another case I have downstairs. Berman, his name is. Some kind of an artist, I believe. Pneumonia, too. He is an old, weak man, and the attack is acute. There's no hope for him. But he goes to the hospital today to be made more comfortable."
The next day, the doctor said to Sue,
"She's out of danger. You've won. Nutrition and care now, that's all."
And that afternoon, Sue came to the bed where Shanzi lay, contentedly knitting a very blue and very useless woolen shoulder scarf, and put one arm around her, pillows and all.
"I have something to tell you, White Mouse," she said. "Mr. Berman died of pneumonia today in the hospital. He was ill only 2 days. The janitor found him on the morning of the first day in his room downstairs, helpless with pain. His shoes and clothing were wet through and icy cold. They couldn't imagine where he had been on such a dreadful night. And then they found a lantern, still lighted, and a ladder that had been dragged from its place, and some scattered brushes, and a palette with green and yellow colors mixed on it. And look out the window, dear, at the last ivy leaf on the wall. Didn't you wonder why it never fluttered or moved when the wind blew? Oh, darling, it's Berman's masterpiece. He painted it there the night that the last leaf fell."
In the story, O. Henry tells us that the artistic masterpiece old Berman had been seeking his whole life was finally achieved in his last act. The message is that a masterpiece can be as small as painting a leaf on a window pane. A masterpiece is a masterpiece, even if it is only appreciated by a single person. It can be a leaf on a window, or a short story. It can even be the telling of a short story.